Welcome to the Cullen Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Cullen Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to the second hour of the Cullen Economics Report. I am Al Cullen. Appreciate you joining me. You know, we've got an interesting show in the sense that the first segment was recorded in Chicago at an investment conference where I spoke. This segment is being recorded, interestingly enough, in a town called Copiapó, Chile. It is a very, very interesting town. The Chilean people are among the most friendly, most congenial, most hospitable people Big Al has ever met in his life. We are down here courtesy of Exeter Resources. We're visiting the property. I really enjoyed doing these trips because you have the opportunity to meet colleagues who are colleagues, but you've never met them before. You know, and Lawrence Williams is a great example of that. Lawrence is the chief executive of an interesting and very, very popular website called MindWeb. Lawrence, thanks for joining me, buddy. I appreciate it.
It's good to be here.
Tell us a little bit first, if you would, about your background. I know that you were the managing director of a very, very prominent mining publication in the UK for quite a number of years.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, if I go back, I'm actually a mining engineer by background.
Okay, right.
And I've worked in copper, gold, platinum, and uranium in Canada, South Africa, and Zambia in the past, but my main career was with a company called Mining Journal for over 30 years, actually.
And that's out of London, isn't it?
That's out of London, yeah.
Yeah.
And I started there as financial editor, largely looking at that time at South African gold stocks, which were the only ones around in those days.
They were truly the king of the hill.
Yeah, and yeah. We had a special publication aimed at the United States market because the United States could not get decent information,
right?
Because if they held ADRs, they couldn't get the annual report. So we used to do summaries of all the quarterly and annual South African gold mining reports in those days. But then I developed through to edit a monthly technical magazine. I became marketing director and then ultimately managing director of the company. And I was managing director for 13 years before we ran into financial difficulties and needed to sell out, I suppose, is probably the best way of putting it.
Welcome to the world of capitalism. I mean, you know, the only people I don't have respect for are people who don't get up and start running the race again. But you did that. You started MindWeb, which
I didn't start MindWeb.
Okay.
MindWeb was already in existence, but it had been going through a very, very rough patch, I think, it's fair to say. And I was approached to take on running the site and to try and to rebuild it, and I think we've succeeded in doing that.
Well, looking at your ratings, I'd have to say that you've more than succeeded. No question about that. You're one of those prominent sites out there. And, I mean, obviously the gold market isn't hurting any of us any, but, you know, you guys are right up there with the Kitcos of the world, which I think is admirable. But rather than say it's admirable, I think that it's, I mean, that's quite an accomplishment.
Thank you. We work quite hard. We try to cover things from the perspective of the mining industry as much as anything else. And we feel that if we can write something which the mining industry itself is interested in, then the investment market will follow on behind it. So there is there's a fairly good investment emphasis on the site. But we're a free site. We're paid for by our advertisers.
Sure, just like ours.
Yeah. But we don't run paid editorial or anything like that at all.
Right.
Yeah, we try. We have a slogan, which is uncompromising independence.
I'm looking at it on your business card, and I'll tell you, from a personal standpoint, I was chatting with Lawrence earlier when we were looking at some core for Exeter earlier in the day today, and I was asking him about his business plan, and I said, well, do you take fees from companies that you write about? And he said, absolutely not. And I said, you know what? You're my best friend, because too many people do, and then they don't disclose it. And in my mind, that's criminal.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Then you end up getting biased information because you're bound to. You see a lot of these reports, supposedly independent reports put out for mining companies, but they're always positive.
Oh.
And, you know, not everything is always positive.
Hard to believe, no. In this industry, it's not always positive. Well, I mean, you were in the field for how long? 20, 30 years? As a mining engineer?
As a mining engineer, probably only for about 10.
Yeah,
but,
that's a long time.
But then being associated... At Mining Journal, we used to consider ourselves part of the mining industry rather than part of the publishing industry, which is, you know, is a very important change in emphasis. The company was very much run by mining engineers, geologists. At one time, we had, probably at our peak, we had, I think, 16 qualified mining people on on staff, which was more than a lot of reasonable size consultancies. So.
No question, yeah. You know, the one thing I want to chat about, the one thing that you guys do that I really like is, aside from the arm's length reporting that you do, I've been involved in this industry for longer than I care to admit, but I'll admit it, it's been about 30 years. And I think the mining industry, the natural resource industry, is the best place in the world to invest. I mean, I really believe that. But I think that the one thing that is very, very important is for people who want to invest in this industry, you know, to take some responsibility, to research companies, to read about the companies, to chat with management, to talk with consultants, what have you, and then come to their own conclusions rather than rely on hot tips or what have you. And the one service that you provide at MineWeb that I just applaud you for is that's a great source of information for people who want to know more about companies in this industry that they may or may not want to invest in.
Yeah, I mean, this is something we try to do. We don't go out and tip stocks. It's just not in our business. It would probably run us into problems with the financial services agency in various parts of the world. So, particularly in the UK where I operate out of, although our site is actually owned out of South Africa. Yeah, we try to give an unbiased viewpoint. You know, with our own technical background, we have people who know the industry writing for us, which is, you know, which is a good help.
Oh, it's more than a good help. It's I would think it would be absolutely mandatory. I mean, if you want to have any kind of credibility, and you guys obviously do. You know, this I have to tell you, you are the first executive of a website, not the first, but I would say maybe the third executive of a website that we've ever had on the show. And the reason we're doing that is because of the way you guys run your business. You've got real experts.
Yeah, well, I mean, we try hard, and we do pick up contributed editorial from people from time to time as well. But we try to make sure that's not promotional, because we're always being beset by people trying to put their own promotional material onto our site because it's a popular site.
You know, it's very popular. You know, but that's one of the mandates that we have associated with our program is whenever we have newsletter writers or whoever on the program, not necessarily just newsletter writers, but fund managers, et cetera, you know, we do not allow them to tout stocks because you have to be totally aware of the motives, and sometimes you're not, you know.
Oh, yeah. This is always a problem dealing with an industry which has a somewhat checkered background in some areas.
But it's such an exciting
industry. Oh, it's a superb industry to be in.
Yeah.
I mean, we used to find, when I was working for Mining Journal, that our advertising salespeople preferred, we used to use agency people, and so often they would tell me they preferred selling to the mining industry than to other industries they sold to because they were dealing with real people. And, you know, it's one of the nice things about the mining industry.
You know, I'll tell you a funny story, but just kind of an interesting thing that happened in my life back in 1982. I decided I was going to get involved in this industry, and I decided I was going to do it on my own as opposed to working for somebody else. And I went to Canada, and I spent 2 days in Vancouver, which is really one of the international heartlands of the mining industry. And after I had 12 very, very interesting conversations over 2 days, lengthy conversations, as you might imagine, and I remember I was sitting in my hotel room out on the deck afterwards kind of assessing the last couple of days, and I thought to myself, you know what? These guys are the best example. This was back in 83, Lawrence. These guys are the best examples of capitalism that exist anywhere in the world. I highly recommend that you go to it if you want to get more information about the industry. Got to admit, it's an exciting place. Big Al's going to be right back.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hey, did you know that you can now order Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra online? That's right, it's true. And it's convenient now. Genuine FDA-approved Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra online at Viamedic.com. That's V, like in Victor, Viamedic.com, V-I-A-M-E-D-I-C.com. That's right, you can order now. No doctor visits necessary. You can get a complete private consultation with a U.S. licensed physician, and licensed pharmacists will review that information. You'll get a prescription, and they'll fill your order. That's right, Viamedic.com, ladies and gentlemen. And if you happen to want to save $10 on your first order, you could use the coupon code SAVAGE while online at Viamedic.com. The coupon code SAVAGE will save you $10 on your FDA-approved Viagra, Cialis, or Levitra order. Or you could call this phone number for more information, and that phone number is 1-888-388-MEDS. That's 1-888-388-MEDS, M-E-D-S.
Would you like some of Uncle Sam's money back? You may be eligible for up to $625,000 in HECM stimulus. That's right. If you or your parents are 62 years of age or older and a homeowner, this message is vitally important. Please listen. Uncle Sam has authorized a government-backed program through the FHA called HECM or HECM. It is authorized under the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act of 2009. Senior homeowners 62 or older can apply for this increased stimulus program for free at rmapply.com. That's the letter R, the letter M, apply.com. rmapply.com. Right now, seniors are taking advantage of this program's benefits using the money to pay off debt, purchase precious metals, stock up on storable foods, or make home repairs. But the money is yours to use as you wish. To learn more and see how much HECM money you could qualify for, go to rmapply.com. The application is free. Visit rmapply.com or call for a no-obligation evaluation at 713-551-1155. That's 713-551-1155.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Arm's Length Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome in. You're listening to the second hour of the Corlin Economics Report. I am Al Corlin. Good to have you with us. I am chatting with a gentleman right now who has been on the show only once before, but I spent some time with him at the Chicago Resource Expo, which is where we're recording this particular segment. I find this guy to be very, very interesting. He is accurate in much of what he writes, if not all of what he writes, in his newsletter. His newsletter is a labor of love as opposed to a job. He puts out his newsletter because he really, really believes in the things that he writes about. Toby Hansen. Toby, thanks for joining me, buddy. I appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for letting me be on your show, Al.
Now, you are a research engineer by profession, if I'm not mistaken.
Exactly.
What, master's degree in engineering?
A master's degree engineering, Iowa State. In mechanical engineering, but I presently do electromagnetics, which is a bit off the beaten path in the engineering fields.
You live in South Dakota. How'd you end up over there?
I ended up in South Dakota because a firm wanted an electromagnetic specialist, and I was looking for a new place of employment, so I went out there, gave them a shout, and right now, 5 years into it and still going strong.
So there you go, and now you own the company. soon. How did you get interested in, let's call it, the natural resource industry?
I originally had some interest in energy, particularly a company called Headwaters.
Yep.
Which took coal and a synthetic binder to expose waste and whatnot. I always had a small interest in gold, but it had been beaten down for so many years. But in 2003, I noticed that it broke out of a very key technical pattern in August of 2003. And from there, it's been a sector that I really poured a lot of sweat and tears in to understand the fundamentals. And, of course, with precious metal investing, there are so many different avenues that you have to explore that influence the market. It's not as if you were in a biotech where you're hoping a phase one report and that's all you have to focus on. Precious metals, you're looking at what does the euro do? What do the central banks do? What's the economic data? How does that influence the inflation and deflation and other things? And I guess for me that's part of the attraction because, as you can tell, being a mechanical engineer in electromagnetics, I like to voyage beyond my traditional training and sample a lot of different areas, and the precious metals is all in one.
Toby, when you say you look at hard assets, i.e. precious metals, are we talking about just the commodities themselves, or do you also look at certain companies involved in that industry?
I look at it from a complete perspective.
Okay. Now, what do you mean when you say by a complete perspective?
Well, I look at the value of bullion, silver, platinum, and gold, but I also look into the beginnings, the exploration side of it, the newly producers and the majors. I don't want to box myself into any one small sliver of investment strategy. I want to consider the whole broad spectrum.
What are your criteria, Toby, when you look at a company?
Quite typically, I am more attracted to producers or near producers, particularly those that have poor valuation metrics compared relative to peers. A lot of times in this sector, companies get overlooked, one of which that I like and own is Semafo, for instance. They have a market cap about one quarter that of Redback Mining. They operate in the same area in West Africa, but they're nearly producing about as much cash flow as Redback Mining. And so from that perspective, when you're discounted by a factor of four relative to a peer, that screams of value to me. And
oh, yeah, no question about that. Have you seen any companies at the expo that particularly pique your interest at all?
Well, of course, the one that I own and actually have been out to Tanzania is Douglas Lake Minerals. They are getting their corporate structure in place and soon should be announcing a few deals in which they are bringing in partners. But I believe, and anyone who's actually been out to their Makuvia property in southeastern Tanzania, they have amazing blue sky potential because there's so much alluvial gold in the overburden and at deeper depths, and it's across something like 300 square kilometers, almost everywhere you just stop and dig a hole, you're going to find gold flake.
Yeah, interesting. Any other companies?
Yeah, well, a while ago I was invested and actually has suggested as a potential stock to readers is Arcana. I was a little bit disenchanted,
sure,
at least when they sold off half of their silver stream to Silver Wheaton, although since now they are working on a secondary Texas property, I'm absolutely going to give them another good hard look to see how that business plan comes together, because just why their float and their share price, that almost screams value to me. But we'll also have to take that, all of these valuations, with one wary eye on the broad markets because of the influences that they play in this small sector.
Toby, you and I were on a panel at lunch today, and one of the questions that they asked each of us was, where do we see the price of gold and the price of silver being at the next Chicago Resource Expo, which will be, I believe it's 6 months away, going to be held in April. I'm going to be here, you're going to be here. I went on record as saying I'm thinking that it's fairly safe to assume that we could be looking at around $1,350 an ounce gold. That's about $250 more than it is right now. In terms of a downside, I said, well, maybe $1,000. I don't see it any lower than that. I forgot what you said. Refresh my memory.
Actually, Al, both of us are fairly similar. As you know, that I use technical analysis, and there's a reverse head and shoulders pattern with a neckline line around about $1,000. And that projects up to about 1330, and so that's what I said that I thought gold would be in April. But I also said that I thought the downside was around 960, because quite frankly, when you break out of major resistance like we just saw around 1,000, the technical gods, if you will, almost demand a retest of that breakout. I really don't see gold penetrating anything below 960, because the Indians are actively purchasing gold at 1050, and they're just going to be doing cartwheels over 960 gold.
You got a comment on silver, and if you don't, I understand that too. A prediction, what do you think?
Silver technically right now looks quite weak. It loves its 200-day moving average. If we get a pullback in the broad markets with the dollar reversing, I could see that thing pulling back to its 200-day moving average here in the next couple months. Now, if the markets continue to rise and the dollar falls, well, that probably won't come.
Okay, there you have it, Toby Hansen. Toby lives in South Dakota. He's a letter writer. Toby is going to be appearing on our show probably about once every 3 weeks. As I said, he's a very, very bright guy, and I think you can gain an awful lot of insight from what he has to say here on the Cortland Economics Report. Again, welcome to all of our new Genesis listeners. Big Al is going to be right back.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the Wild Food experience.
As a homesteader attempting to live sustainably, I was floored by the amount of information in this book.
Dear Linda, I would be hard-pressed to express how much you have impacted my life.
I'm amazed by the wealth of the author's knowledge and the depth of the coverage in this book.
As we see more and more GMO foods on the shelves, this information is good to know.
I am thankful to God for you, Linda.
I can't say enough about this book.
Blessings to you and your family.
The greatest effect this book has had on me and my family is that we truly see Earth's bounty everywhere.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
For the past year, you've heard about GardenInACan.com right here on GCN. GardenInACan.com is your source for premium non-hybrid and non-genetically modified seeds. Each order includes 16 carefully selected varieties made specifically for both spring and fall, giving you an extended growing season. You'll receive approximately 18,000 seeds, giving you the ability to plant a crisis garden of up to two-thirds of an acre. Every order is hermetically sealed to lock in freshness and sealed again in a large metal can for the ultimate protection, giving you a shelf life of up to 10 years. For a limited time, while supplies last, GardenInACan.com is having a sale. Order your Garden in a Can for only $49.95. That's right, $49.95. If you have a preparedness plan and it does not include long-term storable garden seeds, this is the best time to acquire your seeds. Take advantage of this great offer and order now. Visit GardenInACan.com. That's GardenInACan.com.
Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to Liquid Zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free Liquid Zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid Zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. Liquid Zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get 3 bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try Liquid Zeolite today.
You're listening to GCN, Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990, this is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome in. You're listening to the two-hour version of the Corlin Economics Report. I'm Al Corlin. Appreciate you joining me. I'm chatting right now with one of our regular guests, Toby Hansen. Toby is an analyst who has a newsletter called The Heavy Metal Investor. I met Toby courtesy of a friend of mine, Laura Stein, who I call the Belle of the mining industry, a few months back. She said, you've got to talk to this guy. He's really brilliant. I did, and I agree with Laura. Toby is brilliant. Toby is going to discuss one of our sponsor companies with me and also with the president of the company, Nio Gold. President's name is Rock LaFrancois. Toby, before we start the chat with Rock, tell us a little bit about the Heavy Metal Investor, would you?
Heavy Metal Investor is I publish a quarterly newsletter taking about 1,300 small investors and investment professionals worldwide. It is a free newsletter. The total objective of the Heavy Metal Investor is to try to get investors more knowledgeable about how to do their own due diligence, how to ask the right type of questions, and make good, sound investment decisions on their own without relying on gurus, if you will.
Okay, now what I want to do here is I want to state up front that Toby knows virtually nothing about Nio Gold, and his questions are all going to come from the viewpoint of he wants to learn a little bit more about the company, for lack of better terms. Toby, what's your first question to Rock? And Rock, number one, thanks for willing to subject yourself to this. Toby, you're on, buddy.
One of the first things that I'd like to know is what is your cash position, And what kind of funding do you have in terms of going forward with exploration?
Okay. We've been drilling for about 2.5 years, and we had raised about 12.5 million Canadians for the projects. Now we're down to about 2 million hard cash in the coffers. That's enough money still to keep a good drill rig running for a while here, but of course we're going to go back eventually in the market for some financing. We have several offers on the table that we're looking at right now. We're trading around the 25, 30 cent level. At this level right now, we'd probably do a small financing, 1.5 million, and we have a good marketing plan to, with news coming out, to bring the stock to another level where we can finance another slice. So it's going to be a stepwise kind of financing strategy we have in the next couple of years.
Now, with the cash burn rate and the exploration, what kind of successes have you had for the money invested in through the drill bit?
First of all, we've been drilling in one of the major gold camps in North America, the second biggest producer as far as ounces in Quebec, the Abitibi. We have a very large land position in the central portion of the Malartic and Val-d'Or camps. We've drilled about 160,000 feet of drilling in the last 2.5 years, and the success was is that up to now we came up with a resource estimate of 340,000 ounces in the ground right now, and we're coming up with an update on that based on 90 more holes we've drilled since 2007 that would probably about double the number of ounces we have in the ground right now. So our success has been very good in finding ounces with the amount of drilling we've done to date.
What other mining camps or whatnot are in the area? And what kind of successes have they had?
Okay, this is a belt. The Abitibi is a volcanic belt that stretches out about 260 kilometers. That'd be a little more than, I guess, 180 miles across Ontario and Quebec. The area has produced about 170 million ounces in about the last century. Nearby, we're in the on the Quebec side of the belt. Recent development by companies like Agnico Eagle and Osisko Mining in the area has outlined in excess of 15 million ounces of reserve close by to our projects. So there is a lot of gold in the area. I think it all comes down to drilling. It's drill. And the biggest success is, as I mentioned, Osisko and Agnico Eagle working the camp.
One of the things that I look for and almost require in every company that I look at is what the vision is, particularly relative to going into a production and starting to get some of that valuable ore out of the ground and onto the cash flow and on the balance sheet. Can you tell me a little bit more about that?
Yes, like I mentioned, I think the success in that camp is drill, drill, drill. That's what our plan is in the next couple of years. We have a very aggressive program to drill a lot more than what we've done in the past. We'd like to drill another 300,000 feet of drilling in the next 2 years and get the resource base from about 700 ounces that we have, 700,000 ounces we have right now, to a much higher level in the 1-2 million range. All in the game plan that eventually we'd like to attract one of the major mining companies or mid-tier mining companies that are operating right next door to us to come in as a partner to develop the projects.
Looking at, say, the macroeconomic sense, it looks like severe deflation is happening in the credit markets again. Things aren't looking terribly great for 2010. When you go out for financing, are you looking with an optimistic eye towards the future, or are you going to generate enough cash to really get you through if we should have another 2008 episode?
That's a good question. For sure, we're very optimistic on the gold market, on the gold price. Now it's raising the equity to get the job done. For sure, right now, we're preparing to do a small financing at the level you're here. We'll pick up enough money and what we already still have in the bank account to permit drilling for a full year here without going back to the market. Of course, if the stock price progresses to another level, at the 50-cent level what we're targeting, we'll probably pick up some more money down the line there to secure a little more ahead of time. So right now, I think you're right. We have to be safe and pick up a little more money here to make sure we can keep the drill rigs running. And so our plan is not halted, that we can keep on advancing the projects.
That's one of the things that has bothered me a little bit, is that last year we saw junior explorers get decimated. There's been a lot of bankruptcies and everything else. That it appears to me that to have at least a wary eye on the more macro level, and it sounds to me at least that it's in the back of your mind that maybe you could use a little bit more cash if there should become a rough spell next year.
Absolutely. We were pretty fortunate to do a rather large financing at the end of beginning of 2007 before it started melting down in August 2007. So we were fully cashed up with about $10.5 million in the bank account in early 2007. So we were able to ride the wave here, the down market, without being dented, continue on with our drilling plan. And we want to be in a similar position right now if something else comes up. For sure, we won't have the same cash position, but we think with the price of drilling right now in the camp, which is very cheap, if we had in excess of $3 million in the bank account, we could do a lot of work during a year with that type of budget.
What does your share structure look like? Do you have any outstanding warrants? And do you need warrants every time you go to the market to raise capital?
Yeah, right now we have 64 million shares in circulation. No warrants outstanding. Fully diluted, we're 68 million shares, and that's mostly company and consultant options. Most of our financings we've done, all of our financings we've done, and the future financings always is a half warrant. We never deliver a full warrant, and always at a premium at the price that we're trading at.
How much of the float do insiders hold?
Around 16%.
Okay, that is the type of due diligence that Toby Hansen and his colleagues, other newsletter writers, go through when they are considering taking a look at a company like Nayo Gold. As I said, if you want to learn more about Nayo Gold, we shot a video for the company about a year ago. That video is available for viewing on our website. They're also fully reporting to the Securities and Exchange Commission. Simply go to their website, www.sec.gov, and you can get all the information there that you need on the company. Again, in the interest of full disclosure, I do own shares in Nayo Gold, and they are a sponsor on our website. How's that for honesty? Listen, Big Al's going to be right back.
How would you feel with normal blood pressure? How would you feel with a normal cholesterol reading without the drugs? What if you could avoid bypass surgery? Would it not be nice to have your heart beat regularly again? To have a sex life again? All these benefits and more can be yours when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. But please, don't take our word for it. Listen to what our customers say.
I've been on the Heart and Body Extract since 2006 and will remain on it for life. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Read more of these amazing testimonials at hbextract.com. Your effective 100% organic herbal treatment for heart and body health is now available at hbextract.com. Get Heart and Body Extract at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5300. Look for free bonus 1-2-1-3 at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract today.
This is Jerry Pierce, the Radio Detective. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearm training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Now is the time you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes, and the Millionaire Patriot's paying his own money to help you get it. This is real. Thousands have already taken advantage of it, and you should too. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course plus 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar. And get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
Do you want to get away from additives and preservatives in your food? Need alternatives to conventional food preparation? Do you want to save the fruits of your gardening labor? And are you looking for an excellent gift idea? Then check out the Excalibur Dehydrator. Dehydration is one of the healthiest, most cost-effective, and fun ways to feed yourself and your family. Make healthy snacks like fruit roll-ups and beef jerky. Store healthy food in case of an emergency with no added salts, fats, or preservatives. And save hundreds of dollars by drying it yourself with the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator comes with an industry-leading exclusive 10-year warranty. And when you order, you'll receive a free book filled with amazing, easy recipes, a $25 value free for a limited time. Just mention coupon code GCN. Learn more and order your Excalibur Dehydrator today at drying123.com. That's drying123.com. Drying123.com. Or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Season's greetings and health and wellness from Excalibur Dehydrator.
A question for you. Do you know what is in the air you're breathing? Do you know what chemicals are placed in the water you drink? Would you like to combat these intrusions? I'm not just talking toxins. I'm talking about chemicals that are harmful. Maybe now you understand why you feel tired so much. Change your life with Life Change Tea. Cleanse from toxins and chemicals and lose weight. Receive energy. There is no better investment than your body. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Friendly operators will take your order and answer your questions. Be set free and live better. GetTheTea.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, welcome back. Big Al is here to wrap up the show. This segment is also originating courtesy of Yale Simpson and Exeter Resources from Chile. We've been down here all week. We're not done yet. We're going to be going over to Argentina tomorrow and Saturday. I have to tell you, this is one of the most beautiful countries in the world, and the people are absolutely exceptional. We're going to talk about gold right now. We're going to talk about the market. I have four gentlemen who are real experts in the field. First of all, Yale Simpson. Yale's been involved. Yale's a regular guest on the program. He's been involved in the industry for 40 years, so he knows really more than just a little bit. Marshall Beryl, who is the co-fund manager of the Encompass Fund, which, if I'm not mistaken, as of this taping was written up, and we're taping this on Thursday. You were reported on in the Wall Street Journal today.
Yes, Al. Pleased to say that a mutual fund article in the journal today mentions Encompass Fund.
What'd they have to say?
Frankly, I don't know yet, because I haven't been able to open the email.
Didn't Morningstar recently rate you guys as within the top five mutual funds in terms of performance this year?
Yeah. We're number one in our category of a world stock fund.
Fantastic.
And in the top 15 of the roughly 16,000 funds tracked by Morningstar for the year to date.
In the top 15?
Yes.
I knew him when.
Up about 111%. A lot of it is due to mining companies.
Well, there you go. Of course. It's a great industry. Jamie Strauss also. Jamie is the founder of a company called Strauss Partners. He was formerly in the London office of BMO. He was a managing director in terms of capital formation, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, that's right. I joined them 2 years ago after selling my business to them, and then setting up a new broking firm focusing on gold, of all things, diamonds, and other metals.
Interesting. And the first gentleman who I met when we came down here, Kathy and I flew into Santiago. We checked into the hotel. Sitting in the lobby of the hotel is a gentleman by the name of Charles Loxton. Charles is a director of a fund out of Australia called the Taurus Fund. Thanks for joining me. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you very much.
Let's talk about gold, you guys. We're in an interesting market right now that we doesn't seem to be giving up anything in terms of value. A lot of people are saying that they think this is a temporary blip. I couldn't disagree more. I think that what's going on in the market right now is happening for very unique reasons. I really question whether or not the fundamentals that are driving the market right now are even known, but I don't see a change. We'll start with you, Yale. What do you think?
Yes, well, I go to the Kitco site. It's interesting where they've got that little piece that says this: the movement in the gold price today is related so much to the U.S. dollar and so much to investment demand. And I think it oversimplifies it just to say, okay, the U.S. dollar is weakening, therefore the gold price is going up.
Yeah.
And that shows it very well. So, you know, I'm on the supply side, being on an explorer, so we look at the supply side, and I can come up with lots of reasons to say why we're getting less efficient at producing gold. We're not finding big gold deposits. Therefore, from a fundamental point of view, I could see the price rising over the long term.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about the short term changes one way or the other. The other guys might want to talk about that.
Yeah. No, and we're going to get into that. You know, I'm a big fan of Kitco's. We do an audio for Kitco every day, and I'm good friends with Bart and don't shoot me, John Nadler and Dave Skazinski and some of the other guys. And I tell you, I have nothing but time for John Nadler. I love him as a friend. I simply can't agree with him at this point, though. He's saying this is a short-term blip in the market. The fundamentals aren't there. He's saying that we're in a market right now that isn't really a bull market for gold, but it's really a bear market for the dollar. I mean, Jamie, am I crazy when I disagree with that?
No, I don't think so. But I think a lot of people misunderstand the gold market, and I think a lot of people haven't really looked into it. I mean, it's effectively a very small market, yet it receives
tiny.
More press space than almost any other industry in the world. So when the bull runs, this thing will really run itself.
Oh, I don't think there's any question about that. Charles, what do the folks in Australia think?
Well, I mean, there's certainly an element of the U.S. dollar is sort of weak at the moment. That's sort of pushing up the gold price, and sort of several of the other currencies, the gold price hasn't sort of moved so much in the last sort of 6-7 months as the U.S. dollar. But, you know, it's still looking pretty good in those currencies, and you know, costs are sort of up. And really, if the price comes off much now, production's going to start to suffer. So, you know, South Africa, Australia, gold production's just actually increasing as far as costs go. So,
mm-hmm.
You know, it really does sort of underlie a sort of need to have these high gold prices.
Marsh, you've made a lot of people an awful lot of money in this business. Not to say that that's going to continue, because legally we have to say that. You know, past performance is no indication of future results, but geez, you guys have done really, really well.
Thank you, Al. We have.
A pleasure.
And in full disclosure, last year was not a good year for Hunter Compass Fund. Wasn't a good year for the mining companies, whether they were seniors or juniors, and particularly the juniors. With regards to our outlook on gold, we remain very positive, certainly longer term. On a day-to-day basis, it's driven by the dollar or by inflation concerns or by the latest economic statistic out for that day. But longer term, there are a variety of factors, a combination of factors, which have been hit upon by the other speakers. It's the dollar. It's the inflation or the fear of inflation. It's supply-demand. Major factor that's probably least talked about or understood, and geopolitical concerns, and the increasing consumerism, number of consumers in China and India, around the world in the emerging markets, and they want to have gold jewelry, they want to have gold bullion, gold bars, gold coins, and all of those are combined to take gold to over $1,100 now. It's not been a spike, just been a nice, basically gradual rise, and we see that continuing.
A couple of years ago, I was flying back from Toronto, and I had this brainstorm. I thought, you know, we just rented the movie The Perfect Storm with whoever was in it, you know, about the fishing boat deal. But, I mean, that movie depicted the perfect storm, the worst place you could possibly be if you were in a fishing boat. And I entitled this article, Gold, The Perfect Storm, and I basically stated in there, I said, you know, there are some fundamental reasons. Let's forget about the tie-in to the U.S. dollar. Let's forget about inflation. Let's talk about a couple of very, very fundamental reasons. One of them is, as you said, geopolitical issues. I mean, my gosh, we have a situation in the Middle East that is absolutely terrifying. You've got an alliance formed right now between Iran, Russia, China, and possibly North Korea. How scary does that get, number one? And number two, with the demand that was coming out of China that I started following a number of years ago, that demand is doing nothing but increasing. I think those two things today are what are driving the market, and I think those two things today are why gold has obviously decoupled from its inverse relationship to the U.S. dollar. I mean, Jamie, am I nuts?
I don't think so, but I think you've missed one important issue, and that is supply. And as Yale highlighted earlier, I think the bottom line is, why is gold a currency? Gold's a currency because of its relatively difficult, the opportunity to increase supply. And that's been a prime example for the course of the last 10 years in this bull market.
Yeah.
We've decreased supply. You know, if I could digress, I think the other precious metal, it's not really a metal, but which you should also look at with regards to macroeconomics and everything, is diamonds as well. I mean, much against everybody's expectations, supply's gone down. There hasn't been any discovery. And I think assets which a lot of people have forgotten about over the last 10, 20 years are misunderstood. And I think that's coming back into vogue.
We're going to have Jamie back on the show next week, and we're going to talk about diamonds specifically, because I think that's a very, very interesting point. Charles, got to get back to you. You know, I'm saying that I think that the two factors, aside from, like, you know, you're correct, Jamie, aside from the supply issue, I think geopolitical issues and the actions of the Far East, which are clearly in the category of geopolitical issues, I think those are the things that are driving the market. What do you know, as an analyst, what do you think?
There's certainly a sort of shortage of supply. I mean, major producing countries such as South Africa, Australia, their production rates are going down. It's not being replaced by any new big discoveries. Operating costs are sort of closing down production, you know, on an almost daily basis. And what assets are sort of, you know, producing the bulk of that are maturing assets, and they're not going to sort of have a long lease of extra life. So it's going to be a shortage.
Let's take a one-year time frame, and I know nobody likes to talk short-term. Jamie, what do you think? 12 months from now, where are we going to be in the price of gold?
I'm positive it's going up. I'm not sure where. It could spike beyond our control. It's going up.
Yale?
$1,400.
You know, it's interesting. At the Chicago show last week, I predicted $1,350. Marshall, Mr. Barrel, what do you think?
I think it's going up. I'm in Jamie's camp. I don't know how high. I don't know how long it'll take. A year from now, I'm very comfortable that gold will be considerably higher and gold companies will be considerably higher.
Charles?
I think it might go up, but it's going to be around about this range, maybe sort of $50 either way.
Okay.
I think it's going to be a longer-term increase.
Okay, there you have it. It's been a great show. Again, I want to thank Yale Simpson for hosting us down here with Exeter Resources. I met some fascinating people. These guys, whether they like it or not, are going to become regular guests on our show.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced by Paul Warren for A.B. Corlin & Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin and Paul Warren, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm pleased to announce a completely new and exciting way to listen to your favorite GCN Live program on your telephone. Simply by calling 712-338-7200, you'll be hearing your favorite GCN Live programs in seconds. Tune into all of our channels. I have made sure that everyone who wants to hear GCN Live will have the opportunity to do so. Call to listen at 712-338-7200. That's 712-338-7200. Thanks again for listening to GCNLive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.